And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s running the Mujahideen war and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
It has been lying dormant since the Patriot Act.
These terrorists must be pursued. They must be defeated. And they must be brought to justice.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there.
It became clear during the Obama administration.
President Barack Obama signed the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act, despite threats that he might veto the bill. The 2012 version of the bill gave the military the power to arrest and hold people, including Americans, without charge and without the writ of habeas corpus.
And now Washington, D.C.'s dirty little secret has been freed by a man of many secrets, Joe Biden. Americans are enemy number one.
They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorist.
The poison of racism has always existed in America. But over the past 4 years, it seems to have found new life.
The FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
Those Americans opposing the views of the current administration and its legion of sycophantic, power-hungry minions will be targeted in the name of misinformation or information that doesn't fit their narrative.
For how long has the administration been spying on people's Facebook profiles looking for vaccine misinformation?
Well, that was quite a loaded and inaccurate question, which I would refute.
How?
This is publicly open information, people sharing information online, just as you are all reporting information on your news stations.
But, okay, so these 12 people who you have on a list, 12 individuals, do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell you that these are people who are sharing information on public platforms on Facebook. Information that is traveling is inaccurate. Our biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern, is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
In a recent statement from the executive office titled Fact Sheet, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, President Biden lays out a plan to enhance domestic terrorism analysis and improve information sharing throughout law enforcement at the federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial levels. Biden's statement goes on to designate the power of the federal government and Homeland Security to augment its efforts to address online terrorist recruitment and mobilization to violence by domestic terrorists through increased information sharing with the technology sector, i.e. Silicon Valley, and the creation of innovative ways to foster digital literacy, i.e. censorship, and build resilience to recruitment and mobilization, while improving employee screening to enhance methods for identifying domestic terrorists who might pose insider threats, i.e. the imagined white supremacist boogeyman. While DOD, DOJ, and DHS are similarly pursuing efforts to ensure domestic terrorists are not employed within our military or law enforcement ranks and improve screening and vetting processes, a wild goose chase that will put our national security at severe risk. Overreaching methods used to track down and prosecute an entire family that assumed they were protected by the First Amendment to voice a redress of their grievances after rampant reports of voter fraud and clear intimidation.
Federal investigators say that they have multiple videos and social media messages that indicate the family traveled from Borger, a small town just north of Amarillo, all the way to Washington, D.C. According to documents in the court, a day after the riot, a Facebook post from the mother says, quote, "I was just thinking, tear gas tastes like freedom." All five family members now face multiple federal charges.
From the corruption of a government that has abandoned its oath of office, John Bound reporting.
You're watching The American Journal with Harrison Smith. The Alex Jones Show.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Infowars.
the most banned network in the world.
Also, we have the new Free American shirt. Big, beautiful American flag in camo, in navy blue, and in black. On the back it says Infowars.com. This is very triggering to leftists. They hate this. They're going to have it at the Olympics. The new Olympic player, transgender U.S. Olympic BMX rider, says his goal, it's now her, is to burn the U.S. flag on the Olympic podium. So we need to champion the flag, and it funds the Infowar. Everyone should get a Free American shirt. On the back it has the classic Infowars square to help spread the word. So Infowars.com. It has a big, beautiful American flag across the chest and simply says Free American in camo, in navy blue, and in black. Ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to take our country over. They're trying to shut down the independent media. And here's the news. I can't get a lot of the supplements, but I can get T-shirts. So that's why it's Operation T-Shirt. And I'm just hoping that we can sell tens of thousands of T-shirts to fund this operation. Because it's 1776. These are high-quality shirts made in America, all the rest of it. And printed in America, so they're costing us like $7, $8, $9 a piece. I can buy crap shirts for like $5 a piece. I can buy from China for $2 a piece. I'm not doing it. So please get them. InfoWarsStore.com today. Operation T-shirt. Save InfoWars. We'll be right back. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.